Welcome, podcast, to our day five of week two's Coffee Talk. Glad you are with us today. Grab your Bible. Let's open up to Psalm 119, and we're going to begin in verse 137 after we pray. So let's pray and get started. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the chance to be in your word here together today, to study, to get to know you better. Help us, Father, to put away distractions that might prevent us from really engaging in your word. We just ask your hand of blessing on our time right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's dig in. So we're going to begin by reading Psalm 119, 137 to 176. Follow along. I'll be reading out of the ESV translation. And get my right verse here. Make sure I'm on the right page. Okay, here we go. Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law, but you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust, because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your words, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. I feel like every verse, I have this urge to pause and talk about it, but we're reading large chunks and then going back over. That's our style of this Bible study right now. I hope that you'll go back through that and meditate on those words on your own time. All right, let's take a look at our first discussion question here. Reading Psalm 119, 143 to 44, think about a time of deep struggle, sadness, difficulty in your life. Rewrite these verses in your own words instead of trouble and anguish. This is from the ESV. Name the specific life circumstances that you think of when you consider the verse. Instead of your commandments, list a specific verse or verses from Psalm 119 that you have found delight in. So let's take a look at verses 143 and 144. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. So maybe you identify with trouble and anguish finding you out. Instead of the words trouble and anguish, think about a time in your life that was troubled and that was anguish causing. And then which commandment, which law, which word, which statute from Psalm 119 will bring you encouragement and delight in that trouble and that anguish. So go back through there and just reword that with your situation and what anchor you're going to hold on to during those times. Maybe as you go back and reflect on that time, if you're in one right now, or to prepare you for a time in the future where you might feel surrounded by trouble and filled with anguish. So let's pause and take a moment to write that down, okay? Okay, I'll share what I wrote, and maybe you'll relate to this in some to some degree. So instead of trouble and anguish, I thought about a situation in my life that causes me concern, and that is the salvation of two people that I love dearly. And I find myself, when I see the hurt that's going on in their life, their misunderstanding about who God is, I feel filled with anguish. I'm troubled about that. So I wrote, concern for those two people have found me out. But, and then in the scripture it says, but your commandments are my delight. So I wrote, but I am your servant, give me understanding. So that's from verse 125 of Psalm 119. So, but I am your servant, give me understanding. That truth, that request is my delight. Okay? I delight in knowing that I am your servant. I'm delight in the confidence that I have that God will give me understanding to engage in that relationship. And I've set God continually before me, praying for wisdom, for words, for patience, for compassion, and for opportunities to help them understand who God is, to point them to Jesus. So maybe you have someone in your life who you have a lot of care for and concern for. Maybe you'll rethink how you're praying through Psalm 119 and substitute your thoughts and prayers for them and asking God for wisdom and understanding as you pray, as you try to help them see the truth about who God is. All right? Okay, number 16. The phrase, according to, comes up frequently in these verses. List the according to phrases from today's reading here. So let's go back through, starting in verse 137. Righteous are you, you've appointed, his zeal consumes me, skimming through. Verse 149, hear my voice according to your steadfast love. According to your justice. According to your promise, verse 154. Verse 156, according to your rules. Verse 159, according to your steadfast love. Verse 169, according to your word. I'm abbreviating the word according to, if you're wondering how I'm writing it so quickly. I just write A2, according to, and then the part. Okay, I probably missed one, but that's what I got so far. Number 17, what truths about God do these according to's teach you? So take a moment to think about that, and I'll share my thoughts on that in just a moment as well. Well, my thoughts on that answer there is that God's nature is revealed in keeping with these requests. So his justice, his promise, his love, his rules, and his word are some of the according to's that we wrote down there. These reveal God's nature to us and is a great encouragement to me personally, knowing who God is, but also a great reminder to me as I engage, like I said, with people who have a misunderstanding of who the God of the Bible is. They have a sense of the God of the world or God in kind of a energetic sense, a sense of God of the energy of the universe type of thing. But God in the truth of who the Bible reveals him to be is not an energy force. An energy force doesn't keep its promise. An energy force doesn't have justice. The God of the Bible, the God that I believe in, the God revealed here in Psalm 119, is a God who has a personal relationship with us, because it's personal people, people that can hear our voice, people that can honor vows, display justice, keep their promise, show love, have rules, right, and speak word. So these truths, they teach me about God and who his nature is, to answer the question succinctly. Number 18, how often does David praise God and for what reason? Let's take a look at Psalm 119, verse 164. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. What? Easy answer, right? 7 times a day. Now, for me, I get motivated by specifics like that. Like, 7 times a day, I'm going to give that a try, right? And based on what we've studied through Psalm 119, does this surprise you that he has a 7 times a day comment right there? And jot your thoughts down on that one. And then consider the possibility of, like, here, I'll give you an example. I have this bottle of water here. Sometimes I have my to-go, like plastic, or, you know, that BPA free type plastic. This is 34 ounces, about 34 ounces in here. And I know that if I drink at least 2 of these a day, I'm doing good on my water. So it's nice to have something really of a certain size, something concrete to look at. And same thing with scripture. It's nice to have something like this 7 times a day that it says that he praises you in your righteous rules. Whether that's literal or if that's a sense of the way that the clock moves and time moves by. Thank you, whoever gave me the heart just now, or the thumbs up. That was funny. On Facebook, I can't always see who's joining me. So thank you for joining me and sending me the love there. It's always fun when people do that. But based on this, does it surprise me? No, not at all. David is in love with God's word. He's passionate about it. He's excited to praise God. It consumes him, and this psalm is an example of that. The fact that the psalm was written even in the form that it was written, to give us a way to study it, if we were reading it in the Hebrew especially, because every single chunk, it's mentioned by the letter of the alphabet, every single chunk begins with the same letter, which makes it a type of an acrostic. Makes it easier to remember, makes it easier to move on. It's Rachel. There we go. Hi, Rachel. Good to see you. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. Again, this is why I said at the beginning of our study that David's a man of God's own heart. This is what that looks like. This is what I want to be. I want to be a woman after God's own heart, because I like this. I like this mindset. I'm pointing over here because my Bible's sitting right here. I like this. I like the stability it provides. I like the focus that it gives. I like the hope that it provides to me, something that's beyond myself, beyond what this world can offer. So does it surprise me? No, it does not surprise me one single bit. Number 19, how will this psalm change the way you worship, pray, prioritize your day, or offer counsel to a hurting friend? Well, for me, this constantly has brought me back around to the foundational truth of who God is and the reality that I discover him through his word. And so my goal in doing Bible study is not to know how it applies to my life. That'll happen. My goal is to know who God is and how he's revealed in his word. How am I going to apply that to my life? That's generally speaking what most people go to Bible study for. Fix my life, make me a better person. How am I going to live this day out? How am I going to deal with my stress, frustration, anxiety, life challenges, relationship issues, and so on, right? But what I have found is if I go to the Bible to seek for me, then I get discouraged because it's hard to read the Bible for that. But if I go to the Bible to seek for God and understand the truth of who he is, I find me. You see what I'm saying? Seek God first. Everything else gets added unto you. So I hope that's an encouragement to you. And in terms of how this psalm might change the way I worship, pray, prioritize my day, or offer counsel to a hurting friend, for me, everything's going to center back on God's word. And for me, it encourages me to know the word even better, so that when I'm in those situations in life, I have the whole counsel of God's word rumbling around in my mind, filling my heart and pouring out from my mouth, so that the counsel that I can offer somebody else or that I can speak into my own heart isn't based on my personal assessment. It's rooted in God's word and those immutable or unchanging truths. So it's been great to be with you for the last 5 days of our study. I'm looking forward to starting James tomorrow. We're digging into that. And I hope that you'll be here and join me. Share the Bible study on Facebook. Let people know that you're watching this. And then, we're going to be using YouTube as another platform to help get the word out. I need 100 subscribers on my YouTube channel in order for YouTube to let me have my own URL. So in other words, when you go to YouTube, you won't have to type in YouTube channel with a whole bunch of weird letters and numbers. It'll say youtube.com/Jennifer G. Richmond, right? Or Dwelling Richly or whatever I end up being able to use. But I need 100 subscribers. So I'm going to put the link in here and I'm going to start messaging the heck out of all my friends this week. Please find my YouTube channel and subscribe to it so that I can get to 100 subscribers so I can have a URL that's easier to use and remember for everybody. Thank you for your support. Spread the word. Let other people know. Help me out. Help me get those subscribers up so we can get the word out on YouTube as well. So, all right. God bless you. Thank you on the podcast for joining me. Thank you on Facebook for joining me. Look forward to seeing you tonight at Bible study at church, which is at 6:30. We have food. Come. Don't even worry about eating before you come. And you're welcome, Rachel. Thank you for being here. Don't even worry about eating. We always have plenty of food and you'll be refreshed. We have childcare available. That's tonight at 6:30 at La Mirada Christian Church. Every Monday night at 6:30, every Tuesday morning at 9:30, except tomorrow morning, VBS, so no Bible study. And then next week we're taking off because of the 4th of July. Okay? All right. God bless everybody. I will see you soon, hopefully tonight at church. Bye-bye now.